When lawyers go to war, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The U.S. bombing campaign, as it happens, is walking a fine legal line because, according to national security experts, we're operating under a very specific law. You may remember that right after the 9/11 attacks, Congress passed an authorization for the use of military force, the AUMF.
And the AUMF actually defines Al-Qaeda as that group of people who carried out 9/11.
That's Mary Habeck, who served as an Al-Qaeda specialist in the Bush administration.
So if it's physically limited to the people who belong to Al-Qaeda on 9/11, under the AUMF, you have no right to carry out strikes against anybody.
Since the last thing Congress wants to do is hold another vote on the use of force, the president right now only has permission to go after Al-Qaeda, most of whose members are supposedly enjoying their heavenly reward. Ah, but lawyers always find a way.
There is a separate authority that you have to carry out attacks against imminent threats.
And that is exactly how the Pentagon spokesman described that new terrorist group, the Khorasan, which we're now bombing.
In terms of the Khorasan group, which is a network of seasoned Al-Qaeda veterans, these strikes were undertaken to disrupt imminent attack plotting against the United States and Western targets.
He described them as both part of Al-Qaeda and an imminent threat. So if you're concerned, you can relax. It is all completely legal. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.